every Thursday, waving a banner with a newspaper headline reading, "Acquitted." He also lashed out at critics during a talk at the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, saying the country had been put through a terrible ordeal by dishonest, corrupt people. Meantime, AP Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace reports that Democrats knew all along they would likely fail to impeach the president.
They did it because there was a lot of pressure from progressives, liberals in their caucus who really wanted to take a next step with the president. The reality is, once you have done this once, it's very unlikely that you're going to do it again, certainly not before the election. If Democrats now want to see Trump out of office, they have to do it at the ballot box in November.
In Iowa, results have been reported from 97% of the precincts of the Iowa caucuses where Democrats just competed. Biden placed fourth, trailing former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who are running neck and neck. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren took third place. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar trailed Biden. Now it's on to New Hampshire for the Democrats' next test, with a primary in that state on February 11th. U.S. President Donald Trump meets Thursday with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta at the White House. The two leaders are expected to discuss a possible free trade deal, which would be a first between the U.S. and an African country. Kenya is strategically important to the U.S. as the U.S. tries to offset the influence of China. China eclipsed the U.S. as Africa's top trading partner more than a decade ago. The U.S. State Department announced Wednesday that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo would visit Africa for the first time in February, with stops scheduled in Angola, Ethiopia, and Senegal. This is VOA News. China says it will cut tariffs on $75 billion worth of U.S. imports. It's part of a preliminary agreement between